From Literary Hub, LitHub asks, 5 authors, 7 questions, no wrong answers. The LitHub Author Questionnaire is a monthly interview featuring 7 questions for 5 authors with new books. This month we talk to Harriet Clark, The Hill, Anna Conkle, The Same One, Hafiz Lakhani, Abundance, Ashin Polatanoff, Dad Had a Bad Day, Kaler, Ray Whittaker Returns and Exchanges, asterisk, without summarizing it in any way. What would you say your book is about? Harriet Clark, prison, death, growing up, cats. Kaler, Ray Whittaker, money, going from working class to moderately rich. Going from moderately rich to can I pay for this root canal? Working retail, falling heatedly, inextricably in love. Fun old ways men can talk down to women. Fun new ways men can talk down to women. Pissing contests. How much your mom can carry. Heartbreak. Revival. Rejuvenation. Ham. Ashin Polatanoff. The comparing business cards scene from American Psycho, but instead of business cards it is tennis rackets and tennis club ladder stats. Hafiz Lakhani. How much of our lives do we control and how much is destined for us? Anna Conkle, as a child, knowing where one begins and ends in relation to one's parents, especially amidst loud, unpredictable hippies, is like palming through a bucket of rice for a single grain. Maybe a lot of this is about looking for us in the bucket. Asterisk, without explaining why and without naming other authors or books, can you discuss the various influences on your book? Anna Conkle, art that mirrors back life as a series of absurdly funny and unpredictable mundanities while covertly swelling, ready to drown me, is what I like. Ashin Polatanoff. Pro tennis meltdowns. The Ben Affleck bad day photo. Parenting toddler boys. The midway tonal shift of a Scorsese movie. What if John Cheever played competitive tennis, was still alive, and wrote a book today? Harriet Clark. Prison. Death. Growing up. Cats. Hafiz Lakhani. I wanted to write a children of immigrants American Muslim story. At the same time, my mother was diagnosed with a life-threatening liver disease, curable only by a transplant, which she adamantly refused. She wanted to live life out as it was intended for her. A similar health emergency became the engine for Abundance, with the other family members' personal lives and conflicts adding further layers. Kaler Ray Whittaker, the job at Big Lots I had in college. Planters cheese balls. Thumb apps. Network commercial breaks from 1977-1990. Fry boots. Shucky beans. The American dream as lived out by our grandparents. Tusk by Fleetwood Mac. Optimal department store layouts of the early 1980s. Loretta Lynn. The best little whorehouse in Texas. That mechanical buzz when you left a door ajar on a pre-1990 sedan. Ric Flair. Asterisk, without using complete sentences, can you describe what was going on in your life as you wrote this book? Kaler Ray Whittaker, teaching the Scarlet Letter. Grading papers. Grading papers that were written badly by ChatGPT. Marriage. Mortgage. 3 moves. 2 root canals. A broken toe. Hilarious hormonal shifts that made my curly hair go wavy. Anna Conkle. It took 4 years, so going back I pitched it like there was no first baby in me, but even when I couldn't get to it or was guilting myself for taking an acting job instead of finishing the paper baby, while breastfeeding warm baby, the book was close to my heart. But I was also scared. With my dad not here to make approvals and me acting like I knew when it isn't a Harriet Clark. 20 years. Hafiz Lakhani. Over 12 years. Met my wife. Fell in love. Had 3 kids in 3 years. My mom received 2 liver transplants. Getting to live long enough to meet my wife and 3 small kids. She passed away while I was working on a second draft. Ashin Polatanoff. Daddy Daycare. League Tennis. Uncrustables. Fleshables. Losing sleep over a tennis match. Joggers, slip-ons, and a trucker hat as daily outfit. 3-day stubble. 1 p.m. espresso. Writing at the tennis club bar. Asterisk, what are some words you despise that have been used to describe your writing by readers and slash or reviewers? Ashin Polatanoff. When readers pine for a morally good character or seek a moral resolution. That seems really boring to me and is antithetical to what I view as good art. Harriet Clark. At this point, I'm just happy to have readers. Kaler Ray Whittaker. Well, once I had a guy who was interviewing me about my first book start with, why you? Does that count? I also read a review once that said my writing lacked pizzazz, which, well, just try saying that phrase out loud to yourself and see how much self-respect you have after. Anna Conkle, a TV show I co-created, was often called a cringe comedy, but we tried to write an honest R-rated dramedy about 2 tween girls of bloody undies is cringe. Then we live cringe every month, every day, every second. I guess it's the idea that truthfulness is cringy. It makes me sad. But I get it, Hafiz Lakhani, immigrant fiction. My identity is American, my characters are American, having emigrated from India tilde 40 years ago. These characters should not be made other, but rather their stories celebrated as universal. Asterisk if you could choose a career besides writing irrespective of schooling requirements and slash or talent, what would it be? Hafiz Lakhani, high school English teacher, igniting a love of stories. Kaylor Ray Whitaker, I'm already a high school English teacher. That's a gig I know, and it's one that makes me happy. Funeral director's always an option. At one point, I actually considered going back to school for that one. And something tells me I have a good skill set for working at the DMV. I could be a horribly decent bureaucrat. Harriet Clark, retirement. Anna Conkle, medicine or scientific research in relation to music and art. Something in hospice. First grade teacher. Ashton Politanoff, surfboard shaper so I could make my own boards. Asterisk what craft elements do you think are your strong suit, and what would you like to be better at? Harriet Clark, I love writing dialogue for grumpy old ladies who were formerly in the Communist Party, but this is a fairly limited craft element in most texts, so I should get better at the other stuff. Anna Conkle, maybe finding comedy in tragedy and vice versa. I'd like to evolve to be less wordy. Kaylor Ray Whitaker, I love the messiness of character, character tics and flaws, character ephemera, character insecurity and resentment and secret joy. Getting to cultivate these people on the page and spend time with them is the best part of writing fiction. My challenge tends to be structure and momentum, both of which simply take time, or trial and error, to nail down. I watch a lot of film and read a lot of craft books about screenwriting and have, indeed, been screenwriting, and I think reflection and practice have helped, as they tend to. Ashton Politanoff, my strong suit is the short sentence. I'd like to get better at the long sentence. See, I should have used a fanboy to combine the previous two. Hafiz Lakhani, strengths, tension, moving back and forth in time, voice and vernacular. Get better at efficiency, writing characters that are further from worlds I know. Asterisk how do you contend with the hubris of thinking anyone has or should have any interest in what you have to say about anything? Hafiz Lakhani, someone once told me the first generation after immigration breaks their backs working, the second makes money, and the third becomes artists. I dare seek that artist state early, with a crazy idea that there are universal truths to be mined in the American Muslim, child of immigrants, South Florida world from which I hail. Anna Conkle, if I haven't heard or seen a ton of frankness around subjects that bring me embarrassment, it's reassurance my own experience may be worth sharing. Kaylor Ray Whitaker, oh, don't you worry about me. Like any writer, I balance my hubris out with a whole host of deep-seated insecurities. Another good coping mechanism. I bend my knees and listen to the thousand twig snapping sound kami.